Welcome to the Nimrod Horror Podcast, where we sit, sip, and talk horror shit. I am Joey, and this is Leo.
About damn time. That's all I gotta say. If you know the behind the scenes, it's about damn time. You know, I'll drink to that.
This episode, oh my god, it's a while. Partially my fault. I would take major blame. It also like hurt my other podcast that was trying to kick off, but I got crazy stupid last week, which would be I guess 2 weeks ago when this comes out. Yeah, I did not retain anything from the movie, and I was not able to record it, and I did things I regretted, and whatever. It's what it is. Calm down to your drinking. But as I'm talking about drinking, what are we sipping on today, Mr. Leo? As I said, I was coming down.
I went back to El Clasico 1800.
I'm going with, again, I've done it before on this show. I do not like Bud Light at all, but for some reason, I love the Bud Light Platinum Seltzer. 8%. This is the wild berry flavor. It's really good. Really smooth. Yeah. It's just good. But before we get started, I want to congratulate the Seattle Kraken for finally getting their NHL draft out of the way. People are very mixed on their picks. I am too. I'm confused on what they're trying to do. They're basically a very defensively heavy team. And as a Avalanche fan, sad to see that Donskoy will be a Kraken, but wish him best luck. Donskoy was a great player. And I know that he's going to have a bright NHL future with the Kraken or wherever he ends up. And this is our first time since the Bucks won the NBA Finals. First time in like, what, 51 years?
Wait, didn't I call it?
You did call it.
Like, when you were like, oh, maybe it's going to be Harden's year. And I was like, no. I refused it to be Harden's year. Yeah. I was rooting for the Suns, though, but
I was, too.
Well, I mean, we all wanted Chris Paul to get that ring.
Exactly. And, like, I'm like a lot of people who, honestly, this was his only chance to win it. Unless he joins a super team, man, it's not going to happen. Because, like, the Suns aren't going back to the finals next year. Let's just face it.
Oh, no. Yep.
I know this is not a sports show, but you know what it is? It's a punk rock show, a horror punk rock show sometimes. Breaking news, Calabrese is writing new music, and I'm hyped about it.
Mm-mm.
Have you seen the post?
Oh, I've seen the post.
I don't know, like, what that means. Like, have they already written the songs and they're like about to do demos, or what's going on? be.
Well, from what I remember reading, or like when I saw some of the Instagram stuff that they had already worked on some of the stuff already. So I guess now they're like demoing.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like they're in the demo process. So I'm thinking not like this year, but maybe early to mid next year. It'd be cool. We talked about nothing, stuff about nonsense here. Let's go into the movie of the day. Going on with the Shark Week, we're talking about one of the most, how would I say it? Creative ideas for a shark movie ever. The movie Damn Shark. I disagree
with that opinion, but we might have two different opinions on that matter.
This does come after the whole Sharknado thing, and when sharks were pushing what sharks can do. But I mean, we'll get into it. I'll tell you why I honestly think this is one of the most craziest shark movie ideas ever.
I mean, idea, it doesn't really come across as a bad idea. I mean, they're the bull sharks?
Yeah.
So, okay. Shark Week has taught us that they can live on fresh water. I mean, I guess it could happen. You know, storm happen and you're going to end up on a lake. Now, my thing with this movie was, were these the sharks from Deep Blue Sea? That's one. Because these are some smart-ass sharks. And two, it seemed like every human in this movie just wanted to die. It's like every death in this movie is not justified by oh my god, it was a shark attack. Like maybe one or two, but everyone else was a legit, just a facepalm. I mean, don't get me wrong, shit was funny. I found myself more laughing. This is one of those, to me, I will even say it right now, right off the bat. The concept was so bad that it actually made the movie good.
That's what I was going to get to. This is from 2016. It was another sci-fi film for Anchor Bay and people like that. It was directed by James and John Condelic. They mostly do sci-fi horror movies, and they generally do movies together. They even did a film that I really want to see, The Hornet, which is a ripoff of Bumblebee. I want to watch a movie a lot.
Okay.
But I've never seen it. Oh.
The Hornet. All right.
A little fact story. Going back to a previous film. This is maybe the first time this has actually happened on the entire Nimrod Howard podcast. Actress Tabby Borders, who plays Jolene, the girl that's showing her cleavage through the entire movie, including when she's on the raft with her life jacket that she doesn't strap on, is the directors are just hey, cleavage has to be showing. The blonde, she's the PR girl.
Her.
Yeah. So she was also in the movie Toxic Shark, our last movie. I don't remember her.
Didn't Toxic Shark come out before her? Be after this movie?
Toxic Shark was
2017.
Right. So yeah, so this is like right before.
And she had a bigger role in this one than the other one?
Apparently.
Well, entertainment wise, this was actually a little more funnier.
100%. So we'll also say that I love the first kill in this movie a lot. It's like random girl that decides to like dive off through a high cliff water. I mean, halfway through it, this random shark just kind of eats her.
Oh, there's a theme of this movie, jumping sharks.
Yeah. And also, there's a theme. This is one of the worst CGI movies of all time. There's not one moment that it's believable.
Well, I don't know. Were they aiming for like those 3D style movies?
This was a made for TV movie, so.
I mean, I've seen some made for TV movies that still look half decent.
Like this, like there's something that I wanted to mention later about like the TV thing, but I'll talk about that later. But because the film does not take itself seriously, I'm cool with the bad CG, and it makes it enjoyable to watch, you know?
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's the fact that what saves this movie, it's serious, but it doesn't take itself serious.
Yeah.
So like, it's like I said, it's not a bad, like, if you're watching a movie for quality and like all this, you're not gonna find it here, but entertainment, it's there. That's actually the good thing about this film. It is an entertaining film. I think it deserves a remake.
It's still like pretty new. I don't want like a remake to it.
Man, there's been things that have been remade real quick.
That is true. So the basic like storyline is you have this Fortune 500 company called Horizon Tech, who are on a business retreat, and they're kind of like the boss is, he's like the top, like 19th richest person in the world, played by Jason London. And like Jason London does a great job as playing this like douchebag, kind of careless, selfish character. I thought he played it.
You know who you reminded me of? Remember Happy Gilmore? Shooter.
You think so?
Kind of reminded me of Shooter. It's like the way of talking like that. Hey. Like, he has that kind of voice where I brought in the catering. Got the finest cater company in LA. And they say no. Open up those, and that was some great catering, by the way.
It wasn't like
just for great, that like, scene.
Yeah, like that was like one of the funniest scenes. Like he promised us this like top like LA great catering. It's like granola bars and like little like It was like tofu, lettuce wraps, like, but they were like super small.
Yeah, but when you watch this film, you also got to realize that this movie actually has two stories going on at once.
Yeah.
To me personally, like, you know how you have a thing about the Godzilla films where, like, you have the monster destroying shit, and then you have, like, the human side, which, let's be honest, about, was it a good 70% of the people that watch the Godzilla films are like, too much humans. You know, we want more Zilla.
Yeah.
But I feel like a little bit is hurt by that.
Like, you wanted less humans?
Like, no, it's like the two stories, they're both dealing with the sharks. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like maybe you could have had two different stories. Like, you, okay, because you said that the first kill was the girl that jumped off the little pier lake or whatever, like the rock to the water, and then just got chomped down. But it was actually the dude that was diving underwater trying to find out what's up with this dam. And he's the one who got, honestly, that first kill made the movie feel like it was going to be something legitly like, damn, you know what I mean?
Damn, exactly.
You know, like, you actually, when I first watched it, I was all like, oh shit, it's going to be one of these. This is what I'm talking about. And then 5 minutes later, you have that other scene, and I'm like, it's like, you haven't lost me. But at the same time, I'm like, huh, like, you just completely made a 180 on me. And but not in a bad way. I mean, it was entertaining to see. But like I'm saying, is like, you have the two plots, like the one you're talking about with the guy taking people on the retreat. But it starts off with the sheriff, the chick, the wildlife person, or whatever it is. You know, her coworker, whatever, got killed, and now she's like, oh, we got pretty much like your typical shark stereotype. We got to get people off the water. Blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, of course, you're on a river in a lake. You know, fucking sharks on the lake.
Yeah, Kate's the girl that was, like, in the wildlife, whatever you call it, like, sheriff's department there. Like, her partner got killed, and she recruits a, basically, like, a criminal. He's kind of an older guy. He's probably in his 60s or 70s. His name's Carl.
Carl's the best thing in this movie.
So let's try to say this later, but I'll be honest. Carl and Kate are like some of my favorite moments in this movie. And like, I was like, could we have a prequel series of like their adventures together? Is like, because she says that like she's like, she helped him out on like these gun charges, these like bomb charges, these like all these kind of charges. Like, can we see that then?
It kind of reminds me of like, you remember the Yogi Bear cartoons?
Yeah.
It's like the sheriff could have brought in, I mean, Yogi could have been caught a long time ago, but I mean, he never did. Like, I feel like it could be one of those kind of shows. Yeah. Like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna get him. Next thing you know, like, old Carl blows up something, like half the forest up. It's like, what the? No, but yeah. Like, but honestly, the two actors had perfect chemistry. I think that's what made it.
Yeah, because again, look, they gelled so well. Like, I love watching every scene with them together. And now, even though these are mostly either B-movie actors or they're actors who are in random sitcoms, like one scene or like an episode or two, look them up. Besides Jason London, they're actually really entertaining. I know there's some weak dialogue sometimes, but I feel like even that one, like tech guy who was with that girl, I think her name's Mary. They were like flirting throughout the entire movie on like the retreat side.
Are you talking about the, Dude, I wanted to slap that dude.
He's annoying, but like, I was also like, they have a good chemistry here. I don't like that guy. He's kind of a self-righteous, you know, human being. Cause it's like, you know what? You shouldn't like fire these people. Because, you know, the girl in, you know, whatever, HR, shouldn't be fired. And, like, the girl's like, you mean Mary? Like, whatever. Anyway. So, go back to the actual film. So, it is a very silly film. Like, basically, okay, like, Kate, after her, like, partner's killed by shark, she enlists Carl, you know, the crazy kind of redneck local that she's protected the years. She basically like, blackmails him into helping her out, like, hey, we're gonna, like, kill some shark. You're gonna help me. So, he agrees to it because, or else she can put him to the FBI. And she says that too, like, hey, I'll report you to the FBI right now.
I would have been like, I wish you would, bitch. Right, fucking have a fucking stick of dynamite. What, bitch? Come on. Come at me. I'll take five of them down with me.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of, it's one of those movies that are entertaining, but there's honestly not too much to say about it, because, okay, Carl and, like, Kate's original plan is that Kate's thinking the sharks are, like, trapped in here, based on this dam. But the dam is blocking their, like, exit. You know,
are you serious? I took it more as these things are making the dam.
We found it out 2 seconds after the fact. Yeah, so it's like, Kate and Carl blow up the dam. They're all, like, celebrating, like, woohoo! The dam is blown up. The sharks will leave. But then, oh no, we are wrong. I mean, they are wrong. They realize, oh, the sharks are just rebuilding another dam. Just like a little bit further out.
Hey man, these sharks might have been raised by beavers. Who knows?
But like, here's like my like thing I love about it. They're not building a dam out of trees, wood, mud. They are using that some, but they're also using human body parts. And I love that so much.
Honestly, with the right CGI and animation or practical effects, it could have looked like something out of Hellraiser.
It could have, yeah. It could have. If this movie came out back in like 1993, it would look really graphic and really gory, really cool. It still looks pretty cool, but it looks like just a cheesy.
And Lorenzo Lamas was starring in it.
He probably was. Lorenzo Lamas.
That's a name you haven't heard in a while, I bet.
That is true, yeah. Oh. I just say this. My favorite kill in this entire film that has a high body count. A very high body count. I didn't even know. Seems like there's like 50 people like they get killed in this movie.
50?
I'm not sure, but it seems like it's 50. Alright. So my favorite scene, you have this like these fishermen. I think they're like stepson, like stepdad fishing together. Like I think that because like they like invaded Carl's property earlier, and like Carl said, "Hey, get out of here, or else I'm gonna shoot you." He's like, "Hey, man, I'm just trying to fish them like a salmon." So anyway, we cut to them like 20 minutes later, and they're still fishing, and then the younger one, like the son, for some reason, they have a big hook, and they have a big piece of like chum, and then like he just throws it out, and like the older one is like, "Why'd you do that?" It's like, "Cause I'm trying to catch like a big fish, like a salmon." It's no sense. Like,
bro, like, are you trying to catch an alligator? That's what I had from it. I'm like, this motherfucker wants some alligator legs, man. He's from Louisiana, you know what I'm talking about.
But then again, like I said, the best kill ever, and I wish they would have shown the shark doing this. But somehow, the shark throws a hook back, pokes the boy in his throat, and brings him back into the water. I wish it would seem what that shark did. Did he like use his tail? Did he like use his snout? He's kind of like boom, you know? But it's out of control, that idea of a shark in a hook. He's like, "No, man."
Hey, bro, sci-fi channel movie. That's all you have to.
I love it.
Only thing that literally comes to mind, it's a sci-fi channel movie.
Oh man.
You know what? There's another thing that was referenced in this movie, and it was Sharknado.
Sharknado was like
referenced a lot. And another thing, and it's like they weren't even trying to reference it. Like at one point it's like, "Oh, it was a Sharknado."
Yeah, because Carl asked Kate, like, "How do you know this stuff?" She's like, "Sharknado week."
There goes one. And the other one is, it's always coming about like, "Oh, I saw it in a movie once. I think it might work." And then the other person, like, later on in the movie, there's the other person like, "Yeah, it should work this way. Because I saw it in this one movie this one time." And Carl and What's-Her-Face look at each other like, "Huh." So yeah, Joey, if you and me are ever trapped in the ocean or any boat, you know what? Let's just think about what we saw in Sharknado, what we saw in Damn Sharks, Shark Night, and we will not think of anything that happened in fucking 47 meters below. Did I spoil the next episode?
Oh, I guess he did. Oh.
I think we already set the list out.
So throughout this film, we have like various people killed. But
yeah, this has nothing to do with the movie. This is if you and me ever go on a boat trip, we're taking magnetic beads, all right?
True. I will always remember that.
No matter what, we are taking magnetic beads anytime we're in the ocean.
Yes. I will always remember that. But okay. So, okay. So, like I guess the big, I guess you would say, climax to this movie, after a handful of people have like been killed by a shark.
Get themselves killed, you mean?
Yeah.
Everybody gets... Okay, let's talk about some of these get yourself killed scenes. Come on. What handful of people actually died? Swimmer, chick that jumped off a ledge, two fishermen. But those were like all the side people got killed off, like you would see in a normal, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but everyone else that was like main focused on died in like, I think like the coolest, most mature scene in the movie was like where the dude's girlfriend like got taken down by a shark, and then she's being dragged down the lake, and there's this one pole thing that he crawled over there to get to, and then made it all dramatic, and then what's her face ended up shooting her in the head. That's like the most, like, besides the first kill and this kill, those were like the two kills that were like legit, kind of, you know, realistic to say, for the most part. Everything else was just more like a goofy kill.
Oh yeah.
And
definitely more of a goof, Looney Tunes type kills, but
yeah. And then after that, you have like all the other extra kills that were like, okay, so you survive the first shark attack, they get your ass out of the water, and then you see these motherfucking sharks jumping all over the place, and you decide to walk across a log over the water. Honestly, no fucks given. I would have been like, yeah, I can go ahead. I ain't doing that.
Yeah. I would have never done that ever. But Leo's like talking about later on in the film after the retreat rafting scene. I was gonna say that the big like rafting retreat scene is like the longest part of this movie. It's about a third of the movie, and that's like the ending.
It's pretty much Jaws 2 when the kids get on the boat.
Yeah, it's basically. But we have these three characters left. We have the cleavage girl. We have Billy. We have like the nerdy tech guy, and then we have like the nerdy tech guy's best friend. I don't remember their name. I just remember Jolene's name because like she was also in like Toxic Shark. And I wrote that fact down. If I didn't write that fact down, I will not remember her name. But nerdy guy is like injured. He saved Jolene's life, and like she's all like, "Oh my god, you're so brave. I love you." But
dude, she's like a sentence away from just saying, "I will suck your dick." Let's be honest.
Because, like, that's why the guy was like, okay, let's just go to this, you know, Rangers station. And, like, they realize they're going, like, the wrong way after maybe, like, an hour, like, 30 minutes. And then they said, well, we can cross this log. That's in crossing this like river. There was jumping sharks. And you just know that's a bad idea. the reason that the three of them agreed to do it is it is out of control, like, thinking. It's like, oh, we should just turn around here at this log crossing the river. I would have been like, no, we're just going to go straight, even if there's nothing there. At least we're not going to be killed by sharks. Because they're all killed by sharks.
Yeah, that was just a point. Honestly, to me, that was just like a pointless scene. I was all like, why? Why?
It was unnecessary. That's what I love about this movie. These out of control nonsense kills. It's, and like this whole rafting, because okay, so like the rafting scene drags on a little too long. Because like I said, it's like a third for this movie, and the movie is 81 minutes, I think it is.
Something like that. That's actually one good thing. It is a short film, except unless you're watching it with commercials. I'm not saying anything, but not saying the streaming service either.
But yeah, so, man. So, like, during this rafting race, nightmare scene, you have, what's this, like, tech boy, like, not tech boy, but, man, I wish I knew his name. The boy that was with the other girl that, like, told, so, like, okay, so, like, basically, everyone on this retreat are going to be working for his huge company. Again.
No, the guy was purging the company.
Well, yeah, but, like, again, like, the idea is, like, he's the 19th richest man in the entire world, and then he's taking these select employees to go on this retreat, and he's going to fire, yeah, like, purging the, like, entire company, which is whatever, 200 plus employees. And one guy found out about it, and, like, he doesn't really do much. He admits that, like, he doesn't do anything for the company, but for some reason, Tanner, played by Jason London, likes him, keeps him on, but he revolts against him. He's like, hey man, during this like rap scene, like, hey man, you suck because you're firing all these people, you're keeping us, and that's just unfair. You don't care about people. And like, one of my favorite scenes also, again, they're not the best actors. I wish it was a character's name, but like, this guy basically asked Tanner, Jason, he's like, do you care about anyone on this raft? And he couldn't answer it. He just kind of like, and that was it.
We'll call that the, we'll say that's the great speech of the shark movie where you get killed. That's a trope that happens a lot in shark movies. The greatest one, of course, is, what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson, I believe. No, Samuel. Is it Samuel? Is it Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah. And I'm going to bring that up in next episode.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That was, yeah. I'll save it. But, okay. So, okay. Okay, so we learn that the sharks are like building a brand new dam with body parts once again. Kate and Carl are just like, oh my god, they're building another dam. Let's go deal with this. And then my notes are very vague now here, but
dude, my notes were jacked up. I was gonna work with the fact that I had just seen the movie.
I saw like last night. But I've seen like two other movies since then. But yeah, it's like here's so this movie does use the overused shark kill thing of all time. I forgot the girl's name, but I think it's Mary. She shoots a shark and she says, smile, you son of a bitch. I'm kind
Didn't
of
we
cool
talk about this on the last episode?
What's that?
Didn't we talk about this in the last episode?
Like, I'm like, can you, yeah, again, like, we never use that ever again. It should be illegal. But yeah. Yeah, I'm again. But then, okay. So basically, Carl and Kate track down Last Rap, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people die, including Jeremy London, Tanner, which was rightfully killed. Get his head, like, eaten off, which is cool. Cool kill. And then there's, like, some overall pretty cool kills. Again, very CG heavy, cheesy CG.
Only way to go.
But I don't know what you want to say about the ending before I go to what makes no sense about the ending.
Carl, no. I mean, that's all I can think about. It's Carl, no. Why? You didn't have to. Well, he wasn't a hero, but.
Like, Carl's death was, like, one that I was a little bit sad about. I was like,
Carl. You know they weren't going to keep him.
Yeah, probably not. But, okay. So we are basically, like, after all this, from, like, Russian, if you know the story behind this episode.
Oh, yeah. We're working overtime for this episode.
Like, basically, we are down to if Kate, that Mary girl, and that other guy. I don't know. Like, there's three characters left now. Everyone else has been killed various ways. And then they decide the best way to deal with this shark problem is to what? Blow up the dam.
For the second time.
15 minutes before. And they blew up the dam again. And they were all like, wow, we did it, y'all. We survived. And I was like, that makes no sense. You just did that earlier. It didn't solve anything. Why are you expecting it to work a second time and it would work? sense as we see a shark swimming, picking up body parts. This is a sequel that has not happened yet, but also.
I mean, it could.
That's true. I mean, this film's like not that old. I wouldn't mind watching a sequel. Should we get to ratings?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Like, I want to go with the person that can give the lowest. I'll go with Leo first.
Why you try to give the lowest ones first there, guy?
Well, you know, I'll go first then.
Mm-hmm.
So, going into this movie, I have a 7.5. Afterwards, 7.5. I just think it's a very entertaining film. I love the chemistry between Kid and Carl. I think that's amazing. Like I said, I want to watch that as a TV show, all their previous
adventures.
Yeah. And like, I think Jason London did a great job as this douchebag CEO guy, and just the fact that this cheesy dumb movie can intertwine these two storylines together and make it actually work, and the fact that they use these silly, the worst CGI sharks probably ever, and you don't care about that. You're just like, this is a very entertaining movie. I laughed a lot. I've seen it technically 3 times. I enjoy it. I will definitely see it again. 7.5. What do you say, Mr. Leo?
Seven. I will give it a 7. Because I want to slap the shit out that damn tape boy. It would have been a 7.5, but that tape boy was annoying. And they killed my favorite character. Anybody that can punch a shark in the face deserves a fucking award. We didn't even talk about that guy.
But yeah.
But since we didn't talk about him, you have to watch this movie because of this guy.
Yeah. What was his name? But yeah, like he was a good character. Oh man. Why didn't we like talk about that? Yeah, he's
I was waiting for you to bring him up.
I didn't write him down for some weird reason. Yeah, because like
after Carl, he was my second favorite character.
So okay. A quick like side story before you actually like close out, because we did not mention this character. Do you remember his name though? Because I don't remember his name. This movie is not good with names. Like I said, there's just two characters I actually know. Well, three.
I don't remember. I was about to call him Paintball Guy because that paintball scene was hilarious. We didn't even talk about the paintball scene. And then, I mean, like, okay, we skipped a lot on this film. And maybe for the purpose of you guys should just check it out.
Yeah. It's just a very entertaining film. But yeah, like this dude, when they introduced him, he had this, like, bulge sticking out. And then, like, he takes off his sunglasses to reveal other sunglasses.
And they give him like a minor backstory after he shows you. He's like, oh yeah, I used to be fat. And he like raises up his like his his torn up jacket or whatever, and like raises up, and it's a picture of himself when he was fat. And they're like, you wear a shirt of yourself? It's like, yeah, when I was fat, for inspiration. So I don't go back to that. I was all like, bruh, you know what? That makes fucking sense. And it
doesn't make sense, though.
But he always wears it, though, apparently. He wears a shirt of himself always, apparently. I wish I was making this up. he's that type of character. He's like the type of character that you wish you would make up, like, a story about.
Oh, okay. I want to boost this movie up to like an 8 now, but it's a very entertaining film. Like, the acting's sometimes questionable, but the characters, so good. I love them. So, this is time for recommendations. I'll go first this time. So, I would suggest the film.
We recommend you not drop your posters on your head.
So, I would suggest the film Nightmare Shark. Again, like, it's another, like, you know, sci-fi Sharknado week film. But if you're into these more cheesy films, check this out. I'm not sure if it's on any streaming service. I'm pretty sure it's on Tubi. It's just an entertaining film. It's not as cheesy as like this. It tries to be borderline serious. So entertaining. And you know what? This was a film I was about to suggest for this month. But I didn't. What about you?
Oh man, I came unprepared. Extremely unprepared. So I shall recommend a manga.
As you tend to do.
Well, somebody has to spice up the things around here. Just gotta. All right, let me see here. I got this motherfucker right here. I was too drunk last time. I can't remember if I actually. Have I mentioned Undead Unluck?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, it could only have been the last episode because I just read volume 1 and 2. Okay. And it's just been released. So, all right. This right here is probably going to become one of my new favorite mangas of all time. I'm a very fan of, like, a lot of comedy, and I do like violence, and this has it. So, apparently, there's this dude. They're going to call him, what they call him? Andy. Because he is undead. So what happens is the girl, her name is what, Fuku? Yeah, Fuku Isumo. She, if you touch her, you die. Like, if she gives you a hug, you will die. If she holds your hand, you will die. And all she wants is a romance.
Like, kind of like Rogue.
Yeah, but Rogue will just put you in a coma. You will literally die a painful death if you touch this girl. And the guy, Andy, he cannot die. And he wants to die. So you find out, like, a bunch of stuff about him. Like, there's, like, a piece of shard sticking out of his side of his head. And apparently, like, if he takes it off, he can start fighting really good because he lodges that thing on his head, so he suppresses memories and abilities that he has. I will not lie. Reading this, I actually almost threw up twice. The first volume. I have a you know, I have a thing about hands and fingers. Yeah. When like he'll literally like stab himself in the hand, like going like this, like in between his fingers like that. To like hold the sword.
Yeah.
And he's just the type of person that cannot be killed whatsoever. So he's like, he's trying to make the girl fall in love with him because apparently they found out if the girl loves you, the death will be more crucial. So now he's trying to win her heart in order for her to love him so he could die. But there's this organization trying to kill both of them because there's only, you can only have so many unpeople in the world with these abilities. So you find out that there's more people like this. So they're literally going to try to use their abilities of undying and unluckiness to try to take over this organization and survive being murdered or being controlled by this organization.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense whatsoever. I mean, it is literally a fun manga. It's not your typical, it kind of, if you are into manga, you know what shonen is. It is kind of your typical, it is from Shonen Jump, which are those long ass mangas that have like Dragon Ball, Goku, and all those things or whatever. But this is to me the most unlikely duo for a shonen series. So, and it is violent. And also, like I said, every other fifth panel I was laughing. Like, it is just, it's hilarious. So talking about a funny movie that can't take serious but is serious, this, I think this manga fits in that category.
All right, I'll start with you here, Mr. Leo. Where can people find you on the social media?
You can find me at xxleoxr2d2xx on the Instagram. That's all I got.
So, as for me, I've been kind of lacking off of social media, but you can always find me at Nimar Horror on the Instagram, and yeah, that. And for the entire podcast group, you can find us at Nimar Horror Podcast, one word, on Instagram and also Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube videos. There's more coming. And next week, we have 47 Meters Below double feature.
Next week?
Well, I mean, like, next week. Next episode.
Next week?
Next episode.
Like, we already owe everybody one episode for botched week.
Yeah, so next episode will be the 47 Meters double feature. All right, until then, I'm Joey, and this is Leo.
Wah.